Only two regular season games remain for the Washington Redskins, and for the first time in a long, long time, there is real anticipation about the playoffs. But first, the Skins have to get past a wounded and deflated Philadelphia Eagles team.
Earlier, I spoke with WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace about why this could be a dangerous game against a team that can only play spoiler.
The tables have been turned a lot in this situation, and the Redskins, for once, are going on the road, a chance not to be the spoiler, but get spoiled. So it is a dangerous game. You don't know what's going to happen, especially in Philadelphia. The players understand they cannot afford to hiccup this week because everything is in their own hands.
Last time we saw Nick Foles, it was his first NFL start. Not a great day, but he's playing better now, and he should get some help with the running game this week.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy is coming back, and he got hurt in that Redskin game. He suffered the concussion, and you know, Barry Cofield said yesterday he's always considered him one of the top two backs. Stephen Bowen said the same thing. So that's going to definitely be a lift for that offense. And they did say Nick Foles has gotten better, too. I mean, they did win a game since he's been there. But, you know, he has gotten better, and he's getting more comfortable with that offense. And anytime you put McCoy back there, he could be a little rusty, cobweb still, but I think that he's going to give that offense a lift.
This has got to be strange. I mean, it's likely going to be the Eagles' final game for head coach Andy Reid after 14 years. Could that actually be a boost for them, or is this just going to be a weird emotional day?
I think it's going to be weird and emotional, because you could say, okay, is it going to be a boost and this and that, but okay, if that's the case, then where's that been the last, you know, half of the season,
right?
If they were supposedly playing for this guy's job and so on and so forth. So I think they've given up. I really do. I think they've quit. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. But keep in mind too, guys that aren't going to be in Philadelphia next year are trying to, they're putting stuff on tape for other teams to see, too. So they want to go out and have a good game, and they want to put stuff out there. So, you know, if we'll see if they're actually just going to lie down or not. The key is going to be, here's the key. The Redskins need to jump out 10-0, you know, 7-10-0 early, and give the Eagles a reason to fold in that second half and just take the stadium completely out of it, because it'll be jacked up, sure, when at kickoff, just like it always is. But then the first sign of, if the Redskins go out and hit the Eagles in the mouth, then I think you see them fold.
RG3, in all likelihood, is expected to play, but yes, really, is that knee healthy enough for these final two regular season games and then a push into the playoffs?
He says it is. He says it's not weak or unstable at all. He's had two great days of practice, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. I mean, look, he was upset last week that he couldn't play. Don't try and hold him out again this week. You don't know what's going to happen if you do that. So I think the knee is, from what he's saying and what the part that we could only see in practice, I mean, it looks fine.
Let's talk about how this team has come together. What an amazing turnaround. The defense stepped it up. Garcon returned, and then suddenly everything seemed to click.
Since the bye week,
How did this happen?
That's what it is. And, you know, guys keep crediting the fact that they're just more focused and they're sharper now. Let's not underestimate, too, undersell the return of Garcon, like you said. I mean, the team's only lost one game with him in the lineup. He's that extra threat for Griffin, Alfred Morris. It's like the offense is clicking. And then the defense, with so many pieces missing, and we thought, I mean, look, this defense at 3-6 was on pace to give the most yards in the history of the NFL. But now they've come back, and they're playing. Sometimes the first half or one half has not been great in the last few games, but they're forcing turnovers, getting to the quarterback a little bit, and they're actually stepping it up and not losing games for this team.
And we really have to tip our hat to the offensive line, which has really done an outstanding job, far better than I think any of us thought at the beginning of the season that they would do. Reason for concern now that for the first time in this season, there's some shuffling along that offensive front.
A little banged up, and they'd started same guys across the line the entire season. And that was one of the things. I mean, we can go back and listen to what we all said in the summer, that this was going to be the big question mark. But
they've
stood in there. And Will Montgomery's got that grade 2 MCL, but he's practiced all week. He says he should be fine. Tyler Palumbis suffered the concussion last week. There have been no setbacks. So I think that if he's cleared by today or tomorrow, then you'll see him out there too.
WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace.